Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chiefs content so good, we guarantee it. Every day at 11:30 during the Chiefs Red Half Hour on Cody and Gold.
Back here on Cody and Gold, we'll head out to Arrowhead momentarily as soon as Andy Reid is good to go. You'll hear him one final time before the Chiefs head out to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. We'll get an update again. The injury news all week has been good. Everybody's ready to roll except for Willie Gay Jr., who remains on IR. But we'll make sure that there's nothing that's changed in the last 24 hours. We'll find that out a little bit from Andy. And then, of course, what, at 4 o'clock today, the final injury report will be out there from the Kansas City Chiefs. And this will stun you, but guess who for another team is out for this week's game? I mean, who could have
said that they were healthy?
Who could have ever imagined that a certain wide receiver would be hurt? Will Fuller is not going to play. I know, stunning. Everybody wanted Will Fuller. It's shocking. Week two, Will Fuller already
hurt. I assumed
you
were going to say Sammy Watkins.
No, he's probably got another week or so, and then he'll unfortunately be unavailable. Sammy's available for this game, though.
I do think Will Fuller's not a shock that he's hurt.
Of course. That's why I didn't want him.
Well, he would have been healthy here.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's be clear on that. The other part is, like, Sammy Watkins always gets kind of a bad rap for the number of games he played here. Like, Bob this morning was like, he played like 8 games a year the entire time. I'm like, all right, chill. It wasn't 8. I'm not saying it was great, but it was at least like 11 or 12. Like, there's a big swing between 8 and 11 or 12 games. So, I mean, Sammy will play 75% of any season. It's just, he'll miss 25% of the games, and for 25% of the games, he'll be, like, limited in practice all week, and then they'll use the injury as an excuse for why he didn't perform well. That's how you get to the 50%.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get to the snitch line. It is a snitch line on a Friday after we got off the air early yesterday. So if you've got something to get off your chest heading into the weekend, now is the time to start loading those up on the text line, 913-576-7610. We're also about a half hour away from the wheelie bad half hour. We will spin the wheel. We've got two punishments. I think Nick is making a decision on what to pick there off that for the large pizza from our friends over at the other place. But we will find out what our punishment will be over the next week. And in some cases, depending on what we land on, what could be a punishment till December the 1st, as a matter of fact, as well. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. Before we head out to hear from Andy Reid, I feel like we already know what the conversation is going to be on Monday. Not with the Chiefs, but around the NFL. We typically know. We nailed them last week. Let's get to some Monday headlines on a Friday. Mac Jones is going to become the first rookie quarterback to win in 2021. He's going to be the first one. The Patriots will win against the Jets this weekend, and Mac Jones will be the first rookie quarterback to win in 2021. We know that that's going to happen, and people will make a big deal about it come Monday.
I mean, will they make a big deal about beating the Jets?
They will say Mac Jones, the first out of between Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson and Trey Lance and Fields. He's got the first win out of the rookies. Yeah, he'll have a leg up on the rookie.
That's
of the
how
year.
They'll say it, too.
Are you willing to take it to heir apparent? Is
ooh,
he?
No. Ooh, not heir apparent headline yet, huh?
No.
Just that he got a win. Just one win.
That's like a week 10 or 11 headline.
We're predicting what they're going to say on Monday. Nobody on Monday is going to say that he's the. No.
They may say that in Boston.
Well, I don't listen to Boston.
In Beantown, they call it.
Is that right? Is that what they call it?
We're not back to this. We're not back to your cheesy one-liners.
Yeah. You already had your chance.
You never told me they were cheesy before.
I think the headline's going to be Raiders start 2-0 and people think they're ready to compete.
Wait, that's the headline?
They think
the editor would be fired.
And they are ready to compete. Are you happy? I don't want to say.
People are thinking.
So, I'll let it in there so you can see it. Raiders start 2-0, and they are ready to compete. I think they're going to win this game against the Steelers. I think it's going to be a bit of an upset in a lower-scoring game. I don't think either of these teams stand at the top or near the top of the AFC, but no matter the team that wins, count on this. I think it's going to be the Raiders, but no matter the team that wins this weekend goal, whether it be the Raiders or the Steelers, here come the national headlines to be, we should have taken them more serious. Where are they in coordination with the Chiefs, right? Because they'll be 2-0 alongside Kansas City. And then we'll start having that conversation as if the Raiders are going to give the Chiefs trouble in the division. And I just don't see that actually being the case, but I think they get the upset this weekend.
My headline for Monday, Kyler dazzles in the desert.
Little wordplay there.
I had a few different ones. I was toying with MVP, Murray VP, but that one was a little clunky. So yeah. I'm just going to go with Kyler dazzles in the desert. I think come Monday, we are going to be having serious conversations about the Cardinals being threats in the West, because say what you want about the defense and the holes they've got on that side of the ball. History has told us, especially recent history, if you have a top five offense in the league, you're going to be able to compete at a pretty high level. You can overcome deficiencies defensively if you're going to be a team that's consistently scoring 30 plus a game, which I feel like the Cards might do this year.
The one thing, you know, like, I feel like you've made a lot of determination in one game, though.
Oh, for
Tigers
sure,
trash,
dude.
The Cardinals are great.
But that's all we got.
And this is exactly...
That's all we have to go off of, man.
I mean, it's true. We do only have 1 week, although they did play 16 games last year and the year before.
Yeah, but Kyler got... Remember, beginning of the season last year, the Cardinals had one of the top offenses.
They did.
Kyler got injured, and all of a sudden, they went from being a top five offense to a bottom 10 offense.
They're fascinating because that is easily the most difficult division in the NFL. Yep. I think everybody always tries to pretend like it's theirs, and you know it's not. It is clearly the NFC West with zero other decision-making that needs to go into that process or thought process. It's that. It is the NFC West. I don't trust Cliff Kingsbury. If you were ranking the four NFC West coaches,
some very talented coaches.
Where are we ranking them based off of?
Who's the best coach? Not handsomeness. Oh, why are we back on this?
I didn't even say that.
That's exactly where you were headed.
That's exactly where you were going.
Yeah, We knew where you were headed. We totally knew.
I got there.
Yeah. He's last, but that's because Pete Carroll's won a ring in that division. Sean McVay's been to a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, you start. Shanahan's been a Super Bowl. So Cliff Kingsbury, yeah, of course he's the lowest of the bunch, but it's also a very good coach division, a well coached division. Is the NFC West. Text line says, hey, Trey Lance threw a touchdown pass and won gold. He wouldn't be the first. Yeah, Trey Lance wasn't starting. You don't get credit as a... We know how this works.
Touche.
Mac Jones is a rookie starting quarterback.
Good point, text line. He did win. He was the first rookie quarterback with a win.
Mm-hmm. No, he did not.
I stand with the text line.
That's not how this works. I guess Mahomes got a... I guess any quarterback, anybody that plays as a rookie gets credit for the wins.
He played. Yeah. He played in the game. Mm-hmm. Mahomes didn't play in any of those games they won when he was a rookie. Till the last one.
We know that's stuff works with rookie quarterbacks.
Interesting. You don't think it counts that way, huh?
It doesn't count. No.
Okay.
Someone says Will Fuller's not hurt. He's just dealing with a personal issue. Either way, he's missing games, okay? He's missing games. That's been his issue. He's not available.
Yes, that's correct. That seemed to be our biggest issue of, like, not taking a chance on someone. It's like, they're never available. I mean, what can he do?
And this, I think, was his first game. Game eligible back from suspension too.
How did you get hurt while you're on suspension?
Well, he's not hurt again. He's not hurt. In fairness, I will say he's not hurt, but he's still missing the game.
Just a healthy scratch?
I don't know. Personal issue.
Well, personal issue.
Those are the ones you can't ask.
Time for some reckless speculation.
Remember when we did that as a random question once, like, what's the best, like, call-in sick to excuse? You gotta say something that nobody wants to ask a follow-up question to.
Like, explosive diarrhea.
No one wants to know the backstory. Like, I mean, what it looked like. No one wants to find that out. You know the answer to that without being there.
All right, let's head out to Arrowhead and hear from Andy Reid live on 610 Sports Radio.
All right. I really don't have any injuries for you at all. Everybody practiced and did a good job. So good week of practice. Our guys look forward to the challenge of playing these guys. I mean, we know they're a heck of a football team, well coached, good players. And we're playing at their place where we know it's going to be loud. So, but our guys have had a good week of preparation, getting ready for it. So with that, time's yours.
Let's go first to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Andy. Sounds like everybody's going to be available to play, but wanted to ask you about Derek Nnadi. He's been banged up and didn't play a ton last week. How was his week of practice? And do you feel like he'll be limited in any way in terms of reps on Sunday, or is he ready to go?
No, he's ready to go. You know, it's just a matter of, getting in, doing what you have to do. So we rotate all those guys anyway, so he'll get in there a little bit.
Let's go next to Aaron Ladd. Go ahead, Aaron.
Coach, we talked a lot about running the ball efficiently coming out of the first game. I'm wondering, when you look at the tape for the Ravens, what are some of the things that they do well as far as their rushing attack?
Well, they do a great job with it. You'd probably say that they've got the best running quarterback in the National Football League. And I'm not saying he's just a runner. I'm saying that he can run well when he decides that's what they're going to do with him. And so, and then they've got good running backs. That, you know, they had some injuries, but the guys that they have there are good too. And whether they brought them in or didn't bring them, they're good players. And then they've got a great scheme. I mean, they do a nice job with it. And obviously their quarterback executes that very well.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Coach. Talked to Tyron yesterday, and he noted that he's still in the process of getting back to 100%. Is it a situation where you guys may test to see how he feels, or do you anticipate he'll definitely be out there for at least some of the work?
Yeah, I think he'll be out there. And, he's gotten better every day that he's been going. It was mainly getting his wind back, and I think he feels pretty good with that.
Next to Herbie Teope. Go to Herbie.
Coach, good afternoon. How did Frank look this past week in practice, and are you comfortable that he can assume his regular role on defense against the Ravens?
Yeah, he it's stronger right now, which was important. You know, where he can actually lean on somebody. Before he could run, Herbie, he was having a hard time, with the strength of it. So, he's able to support now, and that's important in that position.
Got three left. We'll go right down the line, starting with Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Coach. Regarding the offensive line, I'm interested in how they kind of responded this week and what you saw from them after what they learned and really that first outing for them last week.
Yeah, so they did a lot of good things last week, and particularly the three young guys. The other guys are veteran guys, and it was obviously a big challenge last week. It's going to be a big challenge this week, but I think they can, they have an idea of the speed of the game. Now you add in the noise. This will be a new experience with the speed and how they handle that. We'll see, but they've had a good week of practice, and I think they'll probably be a little bit more comfortable this week. Just haven't gone through it last week.
Next to Todd Lebo. Go ahead, Todd.
Coach, I don't think Lamar Jackson has a reputation of fumbling, but he had a couple big ones last week, and you mentioned his running ability. When you're getting ready to face a quarterback like this, is there any extra attention into trying to get that ball out because he gets out there in space and maybe you can't protect it as well?
Yeah, listen, I mean, our defense works on that from day one. So Spags hammers that point home during the OTAs or training camp. Every time they get together, that's one of the things they talk about, and then they practice it. So but listen, Lamar is not a fumbler. He had a couple freak ones, but we're going to do what we do as far as tackling goes. We'll see what happens there. But listen, I have a lot of respect for that kid. I mean, for the things that he does and how he bounces right back and gets right back on the horse. So he's a good football player.
We'll go last to Harold Koontz. Go ahead, Harold.
Andy, twofold thing. One, with McColl and Byron and DeMarcus and those guys, I know they didn't have the receiving yards there when compared to Travis and Tyreek. Just what their conversations are throughout this week to try to get them a little more involved, if you will, in the offense. You just make sure that they know that they're still, you know, part of it going forward. And also, you're playing on the road in front of a full packed house for the first time in a couple of years. Just, is there anything you need to revisit there as the guys go back and play on the road?
Yeah, Harold, a lot of noise, man. It's going to be loud. So, you know, you got to go back and just review all the stuff you do for games like that. And so we've done that. As far as those guys go, they know that they're worked in. And sometimes it just doesn't work out where they get the ball. But there are other games here where that they've had huge plays. D-Rob's won games for us with big catches. So, I mean, and McColl has. So we've got – it's not a thing that we set all the plays for those other two. It's just sometimes that's the way it works.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
All right, that's Andy Reid live out of Arrowhead. As you heard from him, healthy, good to go heading to this game. No new injuries to report. Good week of practice. They're ready to go. Take on the Baltimore Ravens. Really, that was the gist of that on Sunday.
Everyone practiced. Yeah. Everyone looked good. Everyone got better as the week went on.
And good to go.
Nadi, Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu. It obviously sounds like they're all going to be limited in some capacity. Like, I think
maybe
Tyrann Mathieu, for the most part, would be free going. I think Frank Clark's role would still be a little bit lower than it normally would be. And Derek Nnadi's role would probably be a little bit lower than it's going to be. We rotate all those guys out. It doesn't matter. You're like, well, I mean, kind of, though, because you would normally rotate him in more. But it's out, for the most part, way healthier than their opponent, which is what really matters.
Yeah, puts them in a very good spot. Let's get to the snitch line here on a Friday. 913-576-7610. We start actually in the nation's capital. There was a call. Essentially, would have been a perfect snitch line call in Kansas City, but it had to do with a quarterback out in D.C. with Ryan Fitzpatrick. This was an actual caller to 106.5 The Fan out in D.C.
I'm pretty sure Ryan Fitzpatrick re-injured his hip during the game against the Chargers. Where you guys saw round two, we saw round one at Symington Water Park in Leesburg at Ida Lee on the last day. Just three times a week, he'd bring all of his 7 million boys up there. They'd go on the slow slide. He always go on the fast slide. And then about mid-afternoon, it looked like he whacked his hip on the right on the fast slide, and then he didn't do no slide the rest of the day. Everybody at the park saw he was going around either like a awkward gait or a shuffle walk the rest of the afternoon, and he parked it in his chair. I think he re-aggravated it during that game.
Wait. Let's run through this again. So you were at a water park in Leesburg. What's the name of the water park?
Yes, Symington.
Is that a real place, Cody? All right. Cody says it's true. And you're saying you saw Fitzpatrick hurt his hip on a water slide?
Yeah, everyone knew he was there. He goes down the fast. He has like seven kids.
He has seven kids.
He goes like two, three times a week. And they go down the slow slide. He goes down the fast slide. And everybody saw he whacked it at the very end of the fast on the last day we were open. And then he was like, had a shuffle walk for the rest of the day.
So that was a caller snitching at Ryan Fitzpatrick, saying that Ryan Fitzpatrick actually hurt his hip at a water park with his kids, not an injury that was related to football. He just re-aggravated it and hurt it more during the football game. And that's why he's going to be out for, 7 weeks?
I'm just going to say it. I believe this guy. I believe this guy. He sounds very believable, doesn't he?
He had a lot of details within this. He's like, no, so he goes down this slide. He was there with his seven kids.
He's there like 3 days
a
week.
He named a particular water park. I mean,
he seemed to have a lot of detail there.
That's snitch line material. We know that Orlando Brown's not snitching on anybody. He said that earlier in the week. We know that Sammy Watkins is snitching a little bit over in Baltimore. I understand the thought process there. But that's a legit snitch over there on the D.C. station.
913-576-7610. It's a snitch line Friday from the 785. Boss is gone. Leaving work early. Let's start drinking.
The boss is gone.
We've all established right on a Friday that that means the end of the work day, right?
If the boss's weekend started, then all of our weekend has started.
Yeah, you're in charge. If you're not setting the example, then I'm out.
I feel like we just need to start having some, you know, stash in the corner some bottles of whiskey or whatever just to have for, like, you know, we're going to spin the wheel at 1:30 anyway. We might as well get a little liquor flowing, you know?
It does feel like it would. We could start that next week because we'll be doing punishments hypothetically live on the air. Liquid courage Clubs, probably wouldn't Club be the worst
six,
thing ever.
Club 610 on Fridays at 1:30.
Club 610.
Shot of tequila before we stick a needle in those nips, boys.
Nick really wants a...
It's going to take a lot more than that.
Nick really wants a nipple piercing so for a punishment.
I think he just really wants
so
one.
It's so painful, too.
It wouldn't be that painful.
Oh, yes, it would.
No.
Absolutely.
I don't think it would be great. I think it would probably hurt.
So people do it all the time.
So we'll spin the wheel. Here's another one on the snitch line, 913-576-7610. This one from a gentleman. He claims he's a bellhop at a local Kansas City hotel. He says he was a bellhop. This was last Friday night, and he said there was a girl waiting in the lobby for a while, and apparently a gentleman ended up showing up, dropped off baked goods at the hotel. He noticed them talking for about 15 minutes or so. Then he left. When he came back, the two individuals were gone until later in the night. He saw the individual that he claims looked like one Cody Tapp leaving the hotel looking a bit disheveled, and the shirt was buttoned up a little differently on the way out.
Oh, some lipstick smears?
Were you at a hotel this past weekend dropping off baked goods, talking to another woman?
I feel like when these things come up, I have to first tell you that there are some...
There are some things in this
gentleman's accounting that are true, many of which are false.
Okay, no, wait a minute. Were you at a hotel last Friday? Did you go to a hotel last Friday?
Last Friday?
Yes or no?
Probably 11-ish at night.
Oh, my God.
I was at a hotel in the lobby.
With another woman.
With another woman. I don't know why you would put it that way.
A woman that's not your wife.
I was seeing a friend. I was delivering.
Oh, my God.
I was delivering cookies to her. And then I left. That's it. That's the end of the story.
At a hotel.
At a hotel.
In a hotel
room. My wife knew I was going.
Did you get under the covers?
No, I was never in the room. I was only in the lobby.
Did you jump on the bed? Did you get under the covers?
Like 20 minutes, and then I left.
How long were you actually at the hotel?
I don't know. 20, 30 minutes.
And did you kiss this woman?
Get his wife on the phone.
Okay.
You know, he doesn't have my wife's number.
I'll get it to you. Let's get him on the phone. Let's
get him her number.
Let's get him on the phone. Let's get him on the phone.
We're going to call her.
She knew
Emma,
I was going.
Emma, if you're listening, please call into the show. We're trying to help you out here. This is the snitch line. We're trying to...
So that's
someone
the new...
Someone said never heard it called delivering cookies before.
That's what we're calling it now. Delivering cookies.
You saw the cookies. You were here last Friday. You saw the big...
We saw our cookies.
Tub of cookies I had
made. Is this what you do? You bake cookies every weekend?
No, that's like Derek Jeter, like a little gift basket.
Yeah. No, this was just done as a nice gesture to a friend. And the timing...
What? At a hotel? Come on, man.
She was supposed to come get the
cookies. Thanks for having me over, babe.
She was supposed to get the cookies, but the timing worked out weird.
Get the cookies, Alex.
And I didn't want them to go bad, so I brought them. My wife knew I went. This cannot be that weird. So also, the rest of this is all untrue.
So does this woman text you and say, can I get the cookies this weekend?
I wasn't even wearing a button-up shirt. I was in a t-shirt, so it couldn't have looked more disheveled, and I never left the lobby. I was in the car to my lobby, from the lobby to my car. That was it. I don't know why. It's like always like anytime there's like something on the text line that makes me sound bad.
Yeah, but this is true.
Hey, stud muffin, you going to bring the cookies tonight?
That's not how any of that went. It was a friendly gesture between friends to give them cookies.
I think you got your hand caught in the cookie jar here is what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
I think so.
You remember the song Nookie by Limp Bizkit when Fred Durst said, I did it all for the nookie so you can get that cookie?
I don't. Why are
you doing it? Did you do it? Did you do it all for the nookie?
None of that is true. The only thing. And by the way, why would I? Wouldn't I just deny all of this?
You took the time to go to a hotel.
I'm a nice person.
You were caught red-handed. You can't deny it all.
I'm doing nice. I like to do nice things for people.
Surprise, your wife hasn't started calling you yet. We couldn't get a hold of her.
It's going to be a contentious.
Because she knew I was going.
Oh, your wife knew?
Contentious phone call.
Oh, so you guys have a very open. Okay.
Oh, that's not okay. At all what I just said. That's not a big deal then.
I just said she knew I was going.
Why don't you lead off with that?
Yeah, you should have told us it was an open thing.
There's no secret here. I just brought cookies to a friend.
Again, can we stop with the euphemisms? Brought cookies.
No.
Okay, just say what happened.
You saw the cookies.
I need more details from this bellhop. I need more details, particularly how this all went down.
What are the odds that at that hotel there would be a Cody and Gold listener anyway?
So it only took you 30 minutes to drop to deliver the cookies? Usually it takes me at least an hour.
He's got kids at home, man. He's got kids at home. He got to get back, you know?
I don't know why. You guys would take, like, this was an innocent act that had nothing to do with anything other than trying to be nice to a friend. And now it's got to be over.
But you confirm it wasn't your wife that you were delivering cookies to.
All I will confirm, which is the truth, is I went to a hotel to bring
on a Friday night at 11 o'clock.
To you know what the problem is
actual, here? Because they had a family obligation that tied up the timing of the issue. I brought the cookies to work. I thought I could get them delivered by then. I couldn't.
Wait, a family obligation. This person's also married?
Were going to a wedding.
Man, just wrecking families.
You know what? You know what the problem is, Alex?
Going to a wedding, not that kind of family.
It's very obvious that Cody's wife doesn't like his cookies anymore. She doesn't appreciate his baking anymore. He has to deliver the cookies to somebody else.
Okay. This is all lies. I can't believe I will admit someone to says the true parts of this
someone
story.
Someone claims they're a janitor at that hotel on the snitch line right now from
that's
the 816.
That's a lie.
What? You don't know
what they're janitor. I want to talk to the cleaning lady at the hotel.
Janitor at the hotel. Cody also left a huge deuce unflushed in the lobby toilet.
Well, they're confirming I was in the lobby. So
was that before or after the cookies were delivered?
None of this.
Is that like
that part
is that
also
just
false.
Like customary for you? Deliver the cookies, go downstairs, relieve yourself, and go home?
Okay. A snitch lie. What a revelation. We found out there was truth to it, too. Unbelievable.
No, there was only a small amount of truth amongst a lot of lies.
I'll never look at you the same.
Oh, God.
Thought you were a family man.
I've been with my wife.
Punishment
for a
very on the
long
board.
Time.
Put deliver cookies on the board, too. My goodness. Coming up next, we find out what punishments we have other than the one Cody might be facing now. Next.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on What's Trending, it's Red Friday. Chiefs getting set to take on the Ravens on Sunday. You just heard from Andy Reid about a half hour ago about the team's injury status heading in. They are good to go. They are healthy. Of course, Willie Gay Jr. is on IR. But other than that, everybody practice. Everybody is good to go for Sunday's game. Also, a short while ago, Juan Thornhill was asked just like, hey, by the way, who's like even playing scout quarterback for you guys to replicate Lamar Jackson? Harold Kuhns over at Fox 4 tweeting out that Juan Thornhill's answer was, we don't really care about you throwing the football. Just run as fast as you can.
The one thing I'd say about that is you have said the Chiefs are really good about not giving the other team bulletin board material. That could be viewed as bulletin.
Wink Martindale said, hey, we care just about Kelce and Hill and no one else. So, I mean, they both have kind of had, both teams have had those lines. Like,
yeah, he also called Patrick Mahomes like the greatest conglomeration of quarterbacks to ever exist. So
he did, but like if you're trying to play that, I mean, it's like, well, Hardman and DeMarcus Robinson, everybody else can take offense to it. But,
sure.
But yeah, that was interesting. Like scout quarterback, but I mean, he's not wrong. I think Lamar Jackson can pass the ball, but it is
first.
Yeah, that is true.
He's a better passer than people give him credit for sometimes, but he's not an elite passer, at least not yet, at this stage in his career. Next up on What's Trending, a little news around the Royals. First, Brady Singer headed to the injured list. No sign yet of what that injury might be. John Heasley getting called straight up from Double A. You might remember him from throwing up on the mound and then finishing his pitching performance fame earlier this year. He was going to need to be added to the 40-man roster. That's not a surprising move by the Royals. They have not yet announced tonight's starter. Brady Singer was scheduled to go. I think it's probably safe to assume that it will be John Heasley starting for KC tonight. Also, Salvador Perez got home run number 45 last night. That ties him with Johnny Bench for the most home runs by a catcher in any season ever.
Yeah, unbelievable. He's going to get to 50, man. He's going to get to 50. And most importantly, break the Jorge Soler record of 48 home runs in a season. Next up on What's Trending, Hard Knocks making the announcement that they will have an in-season version. It's typically for the last 20 years been, of course, just in training camp. They made the announcement last night during Thursday Night Football that starting in October, the Colts will be featured in an in-season version of Hard Knocks. I'll check out the first episode. One, the Colts aren't to me that attractive a team to be interested in. And sure, if Hard Knocks in-season is just as transparent as training camp, then it means we're not going to really get much out of it. So I'll be curious to check out one episode, but it's not the most attractive team either. The Colts might be a 9-win team this year.
Lastly, on What's Trending, the Chargers have placed offensive tackle Brian Bulaga on the injured reserve list with a back injury. He's eligible to return in 3 weeks, but guess why that's important? The Chiefs play the Chargers next week, and now they will be without an offensive tackle going into that game.
That's What's Trending here on Cody and Gold. Just one more quote, Mecole Hardman mentioning the Kelce and Hill. He was asked about them being the league's best. He said, on him not getting, as many looks at those guys. And the quote was like,
be careful.
What's that?
I said, be careful with the direct quote.
I just lost it too anyway.
Oh, it's fine. It was, quote, if you can't guard them, expletive, give them the ball. It's fine.
If you can't guard them, then bleep.
Give them the ball.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's got a good point. Like, if you can't guard Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce, you probably should just throw it to them.
Cody was telling me to be careful.
Well, I just didn't want you to say a curse word.
Well, we have a dump button, you know? We got a dump button.
Yeah, we try to avoid it, though.
We're good.
Were you saying the F word on the air now?
Well, it wasn't the F word. It would have been S.
And the S word.
The S word. It's another one of the bad ones, man.
That's another one of the ones you can't say.
All right, we're going to spin the wheel here in just a minute or so. Find out our two punishments. We also need to make a decision right now, though, on our show bet. We did this last Friday. We won some money for our listener bar tab. It's up to $190. Every Friday in the 10 o'clock hour, we give you a poll question up at 610SportsKC on Twitter, and we decide what we're going to place on behalf of the listeners. The options this week were Chiefs -3.5 bet, Pittsburgh and Las Vegas game under 47, Chargers -3.5, or how about just parlay all three of them and let's win some money? 48% of you said, just bet on the Chiefs to cover the 3.5.
I'm not even going to put the Chiefs on this poll.
44% of you said parlay all three. So almost. But instead, we're going with the -110 bet of the Chiefs to cover the 3.5 spread. What are we putting on here? 33 to win 30? What are we doing here? We got $190 tab.
We did 40 last week. I kind of like doing if it's just a spread bet, probably, you said 33 to win 30?
33 would win 30.
I'm fine with that.
We good with
that?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, locked in.
Put us at 220 if we're winners.
It is in. The ticket is sent.
That'd be a fantastic start to the season.
It would. $33 to win 30. The Chiefs need to win by four more on Sunday night for that. We'll have our official picks coming up in just a little bit. But every Friday during the football season, we spin a wheel if we lose a bet. If you guys remember, during training camp, I said Jody Fortson would not make the 53-man roster.
Wah.
So it's time to pay it off. At least
and
find
I did
out.
Something in the last year too.
And find out what we have to do. So we've got our wheel, and there's a bunch of punishments on there. And you
including
guys,
including wax legs,
you've submitted a lot of these as well. The listener has. Yeah, you're right. What? Go ahead.
Eat a pocky hot chip.
Bad half hour. Mm.
Yes, it is.
Pie firing squad. Dress up bar hopping. Originally, it was Gandalf bar hopping, but I like the idea that you could be in any ridiculous costume. We would require you to go to multiple bars.
waxing the legs, hot chip challenge.
Promoting the show via sandwich board on the plaza. Play the recorder for tips.
So I got to spin. You have to spin as well. From
play
something.
The recorder for tips might be the one I want the very least. I think I'd rather wax my legs.
A little hot cross buns.
Than sit out there playing hot cross buns on the street. We should probably do one practice spin to make sure the wheel is calibrated.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just get a good hard spin. Just make sure it's not going back and forth. It is not a perfect wheel. It looks like it's working fine.
Okay, that was a practice.
That's bathroom attendant. And Nick, you don't remember what that suggestion is, but, you know, like, say Gold had spun that. You'd have to go wait in our bathroom here. Mints, gum, microphone on him.
For how long?
Oh, like a half hour. The wheelie bat half hour.
Okay.
For the final half hour of the show, you'd have to stand in the bathroom, wait for people.
Do I get tips? Can I make money? Do I get tips?
You can stick your hand out for a tip.
That's a hot time for the bathroom. That's right when the midday show and the afternoon guys are coming in.
Before their show starts.
So we each have to spin. You have a bet, an outstanding one from last year. You hadn't paid off yet, so we're going to re-spin.
Seems fair.
Nick's not completely out of danger here because one of the options on the spin is pick someone else. And I can promise you,
I assume you're just picking
double
Nick?
Up on Cody, but I'll probably pick
seems
Nick.
Seems unnecessary.
Why, dude? Come on.
That's kind of fun.
You want me to go first to find
out?
Yeah,
sure. Go ahead.
All right, let me give it a good spin. All right, the wheel is spinning.
First spin of the year, guys.
Dress up bar hopping.
Just exactly talked about.
So we're all going bar hopping, and what am I dressing up as?
Oh, Nick and I will work on that.
Okay.
We'll workshop it.
That is the punishment. We'll do that in the next week or two, I guess. We'll figure out a time.
I think we'll just send you to the bar before us next Friday from 1:30 to 2. We'll just put a microphone on you dressed up however we have decided.
Nobody's going
to
be at a bar at 1:30 in the afternoon.
That's true. It is better at night.
I mean, that's fine if you want
to. It is better at night. You know what we'll do? Next Friday, we'll reveal what you will be wearing.
Okay. I don't know.
To be dressed up in the bar hopping.
Okay.
I didn't feel like you spun it hard enough.
It went around 4 or 5 times.
I feel like you should give it a good
I think he spun it pretty hard, man.
No,
come
good.
On now.
That's actually one of the better ones. Yeah, I think you could have done worse.
What are we complaining about?
No, that's the point. I think I'm a little worried about getting waxed legs.
Let's make note of that. Bar hopping while dressed up in something.
Originally, it was dressed up like Gandalf, which we could still choose, Nick.
Okay.
Text line suggestions, 913-576-7610. Gandalf is pretty good. It's a ridiculous outfit. Get my kids to make you construction paper beard.
Someone said to do another wheel that I have to spin to determine what costume.
Oh, my God. All right.
All right, Cody, this is your spin. What's your punishment going to be? And spin it. All right.
That's how you spin a wheel, Nick.
Well, it's the same. It's the same
thing. That's how you spin a wheel.
It's the same thing. Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God. It's a lot more pressure when it lasts this long. Oh, God, please. Please, something decent. Oh, the wheel's acting funny.
Oh, no. It went backwards, though. It went.
Whoa. Oh, I got to eat the hot chip. I got to eat the pocky hot chip.
What was it about to land on? What was the next yellow one?
It was going
to
be sandwich board promotion, and then it ended up on hot chip.
The last time I ate that, and I had to do this one other time, it was miserable.
Hot chip.
My stomach.
Going in or coming out?
Both
probably. Nick, you and I are going to go buy a pocky hot chip. Next Friday in the half
I'll
hour.
Eat it at 1:30.
You need a gallon of milk with us? Do we need to bring one in?
I'll bring something, yeah. And I'll bring heartburn medicine and the whole thing. I'll try to set myself up for success.
Tell your wife to fill the bathtub with ice cubes.
God, the last time. My stomach hurt for like a day and a half. I can't believe that's the one I would get.
That's way worse than mine, isn't it?
Yeah, significantly.
I would think so. I mean, yours doesn't involve doing anything in public, but that's going to be a painful one for you, the hot chip. That's going to be painful.
As long as I don't touch my eye or make a horrid mistake like that, I'll survive at least.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
You got to be very careful, man. Any part of your body you touch, it's a problem. You got to wash those hands thoroughly. Can I wear
But you've done this already, though.
One time.
Okay. Yeah,
one
time. So you know what to expect.
I do, but it doesn't mean
Nick
I don't
is
like
off
it.
The hook today. He's like, deep sigh of relief.
Life's pretty
Look
good
how
on
close
this side
past
of
the
glass.
Punishment is, by the way. One spot over is past the punishment. Woo! One.
Or would you have for sure passed it to me?
I might have given it to Gold because it'd been funny. I hadn't really decided, but I'd have thought about it.
A lot of suggestions on what to wear, by the way, for you guys.
What
Someone also says we should get a scorpion hot chip from Quick Trip.
Someone says
dress
up like Abraham Lincoln.
I do like the idea of doing something like old timey, get you in some knickerbockers and like a paperboy cap.
I got an old like pocket watch you could probably like put in a suit
like knee high white socks and some.
Someone said, wear a glove. Someone says wear a glove while you're doing your chip challenge. Start dosing with Pepto 36 hours in advance.
You know what would be good for a costume for Gold is make him dress up like Michael Jackson with like the sequin jacket.
Oh my gosh.
And slick back jacket.
Oh my goodness.
Get one on Amazon for like $5.
Oh, we really should have set this up.
Slick back hair.
The dress of bar hopping required him to try to get at least one girl's number. Like, you had to at least approach one, you know, one person wearing that. Wearing that getup.
You can't change the rules now. Can't change the rules now. Someone said multiple listeners want to come bar hop with us.
Yeah,
maybe
we'll
tell you what bar we're going to whenever we get those details figured out. We can do that. That actually would be pretty funny. Multiple people saying you have to wear gloves when you do this hot ship.
I didn't the last time.
Next Friday. You probably should. Otherwise, you're going to get like even someone else that's using
anybody
that keyboard.
Anybody who might touch it might have regrets.
Fesco's going to come in on Monday and he's going to
touch his face
problem.
1 second and just be like, I don't know why my eye is burning. I guess I better go to the hospital. Yeah, that's fair. I'll wear a glove. God, it's going to suck. It sucks so bad. It just makes you feel uncomfortable. Hmm. What are you doing? Just
messing with the wheel. Now I'm just messing.
I should have tightened it after the first spin. I knew better. It's a very finicky wheel.
Okay.
Someone tells you to dress up like the special teams coach from the Waterboy has pierced nipples, Nick. So, I mean, really commit to the outfit.
I like Billie Jean Michael Jackson or like Faith George Michael.
Slicked back hair would be an
I
awful
want him
look
with slicked
gold.
Back hair, like a very a really festive jacket.
A clip-on cross earring.
Yeah, clip-on earring. For
so
sure.
we'll do this within the next 2 weeks. We'll tell you where we're going to be, and we'll pay this off. You guys determine the outfit that I'm going to be wearing.
We're
going
to blow all the listener tab money funds on your outfit. We have like $250. We're going to spend it all on clothes for you.
Oh boy!
Very particular vintage clothing that fits the style exactly. I still have some of the clothes from the last one you didn't pay me off. So
are we
going to
let Cody have milk tomorrow or next Friday?
Well, hold on. You just talked about not changing the rules.
We're just talking.
Why wouldn't we let him have milk? I'm not one to deprive anybody else.
It's going to suck whether I get the milk or not. That's not going to solve my problem.
The milk will definitely help you out.
Okay. As a person who has done this once.
The milk will help you, though.
The milk is a solution for roughly 4 seconds.
Okay.
And then when that 4 seconds is done, the pain coming back is somehow worse than the pain you were experiencing before drinking the milk. It does not help the situation. It feels awful. It's like you get the temporary relief is only made exacerbates the pain of the chip after in my previous.
So we'll do it next Friday. We'll have to do it like at 1:50 or if we want to make you. So we don't, you know,
you guys will just have to talk more for the final half hour of the show.
We'll wait till the end. Otherwise it's going to be a half hour that you're going
to
be.
I mean, don't you really want me to squirm for the final 20 minutes of the show?
Yeah, but I want you to squirm while giving sports takes.
Oh God. Yeah. See, so you should probably me do it at like 1:40.
Okay. Someone says milk makes it worse. Cold beer is what you want. You want some cold beer next Friday?
If that makes it better, sure.
Sugar on your lips, someone says. We're not allowing any performance-enhancing substances before the chip is consumed. No performance enhancers. Nope.
What does that mean? How am I going to
do that? No sugar on the lips. No PEDs.
No sugar on the lips.
Someone wants me to dress up like Prince.
Prince would be
pretty good.
Prince would be good as well.
I mean, if somebody owns the suit that Eddie Murphy wears in Raw, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would really be great. If you happen to own that, that would be, you know.
Or the suit excellent. He wears in Harlem Nights, like the white pinstripe suit.
So we've got a couple days heading into next week to figure out what this is all going to be. But those are our two punishments. We spin the wheel every single Friday, or at least if we have a pending bet here on Cody and Gold. All right, guys, though, we head into the weekend here. The Chiefs and the Ravens. It's Sunday Night Football. You just heard from Andy Reid. The Chiefs are healthy. They're in great shape compared to where the Baltimore Ravens are. The Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites. How do you guys see this game going on Sunday night, and how do the Chiefs get to 2-0?
Yes, they do. I was, in the earlier part of the week, really thinking this game was kind of going to be back to a shootout because I still don't think the Chiefs have the speed to match up with Lamar Jackson. I'm anticipating Lamar Jackson to have a good game. So as much as they are injured, and I do think it'll be a problem in that department, I obviously think that the Chiefs are going to overcome that. And I think that as much as I thought originally, I kind of felt like the Ravens were going to keep up offensively. As this week's gone on and they've suffered more, it just feels like the kind of team that doesn't have enough offensive linemen to hold down the fort. I got the Chiefs 34-24.
Yeah, you know, all week I've been about Tyrann Mathieu's presence on the field and the difference that that's going to make for this defense. And I really believe that this defense will bounce back with a much better performance. Lamar Jackson is going to get his. He's probably going to rush for 70-plus yards. And that's, to me, not going to really matter in the ultimate result of the game. They just have too many injuries. I think Chris Jones has another multi-sack game on Sunday night because of those injuries and because Chris Jones, when there's a big moment, he seems to step up like he did last week. Frank Clark, even if he's limited, that still is another problem for a defense to have to deal with. So for an offense to have to deal with. So I expect the Chiefs defense to have a fantastic game. You know what you're getting with Mahomes. I think the Chiefs do score more than they did a week ago. They scored 33 and a bunch of those were in the second half after only scoring 10. So in the first half against Cleveland, I expect Kansas City to put up 40 plus. I think Kansas City wins this one 42-28. Over the Baltimore Ravens, 42-28 Chiefs.
It'd be funnier if they were the Baltimore Raisins.
The Baltimore Raisins, yeah.
Well, if we should rename every team in the NFL. You've tried to call the Chiefs the Kansas City Horsies a bunch of times. They can be the Baltimore Raisins.
Yeah, I don't mind.
You're
right.
You fan of raisins?
Love raisins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nature's mm-hmm. candy.
Mm-hmm. Nature's candy.
People call it that.
Okay. All right.
Would you like to give the rest of your Chiefs game take, Nick?
No, I don't really have. I'm not really sure.
Who do you think's going to win?
What do you mean?
You don't know who's going to win?
It's Friday. I'm not sure. It's almost 2 o'clock. That's when we end the show.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to make a determination on who will win the football game.
I've been ruminating on this all week, and honestly, guys, I just don't know.
Okay.
I'm just not sure.
Who's
going to win?
Either or. This could go either way. Man.
You think it's a toss-up game?
Man. It's just like on one side, I could totally see the Chiefs rolling.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side of things, you know, it's Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Pretty dynamic offense. So I don't know. Can I have some more time?
You can't commit?
Can I have a few more minutes?
You have 2 minutes.
30 seconds, maybe. 2 minutes? Why are you giving him 2 minutes?
Because that's when we're off the air, roughly.
No, I just don't feel comfortable. I just don't feel comfortable giving a take. I'm sorry.
My goodness.
That's a given answer.
I'm just going to bow out gracefully, guys.
What was your final score?
42-28.
Well, you think a big scoring game. You like the over in this one,
yeah,
I guess.
I do.
Why don't we bet on that?
Well, too late. That's not on there. You could have suggested that.
He's got the final score being like 70s.
Yeah, but we bet our show bet is the Chiefs -3.5. In my scenario and Cody's scenario, the Chiefs
cover
both.
Okay.
In your scenario, nothing happens.
Your scenario, the game's
your
not
scenario,
playing,
it's
nothing
a tie.
Changes.
Nick's saying the Chiefs are going to tie the Ravens on Sunday night, the way you're talking.
Yeah, I just need some more time, guys.
All week.
You guys are putting me up against it here.
Text line's
I'm
right.
Getting nervous.
Mr. Heisman voter, he can't make a decision on it. You know,
he doesn't have to make a Heisman vote till the very end.
This is what you're used to. You're used to having 4 months to make a vote. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I vote for a tie every year in the Heisman. That's right.
Can you co-vote someone?
No, you can't.
I can't believe they still give you a vote. After this indecisiveness.
I earned that vote.
Indecisive.
I'll have you know.
Chiefs and Ravens. You got 10 seconds. Chiefs and Ravens.
I say tie in overtime, man. 30-30.
Oh, my God. Tie in overtime. No one chooses that.
Tie in overtime.
No one chooses tie. Will you be better next week, please? Be better prepared? You have like 10 days to make your determination.
Yeah, just remind me on Monday. Remind me on Monday that I'm going to have to make a pick by Friday, and then I'll...
Oh, that was we didn't remind you this week.
I forgot. Mm-hmm. I forgot that we were doing this.
The same thing we do. Yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
Every Friday
Lamar
before
Jackson,
every football game.
Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, they're going to go 0-4 against Mahomes, and it's going to be the same old type of story around the Baltimore Ravens. They'll be sitting in an 0-2 hold, though, this time for only the second time, I believe, under Jim Harbaugh.
What's crazy is that the Bills would be the only team who wouldn't be in what we would consider a typical championship window. Like a chance for a championship. The Titans would be at the tail end of that. The Ravens would be at the tail end of one of those. Mm-hmm. Not to say they can't rebuild because they have an MVP caliber quarterback, we know, because Lamar Jackson won it. But then you would think it'd be a couple of years before you take them serious again. The Ravens season already does kind of feel that way. Like this is the year you don't have to take them serious as competitors, which narrows the field for Kansas City even further. Now, eventually the Chargers might come up and it might be their championship window or whatever, but they just don't have the talent.
But it just puts the Chiefs in a great spot. I mean, you week one, you beat the Browns, who are going to be a playoff team and potentially battling for one of the top spots, Cody. And then Baltimore's another one of those. And then we know they do get the Chargers and Bills. Like this is part of the process of them the first 5 weeks of the season facing off with AFC contender after AFC contender and having all the tiebreakers potentially over all these teams.
I know it's a Red Friday. Quick note on the baseball game tonight. We assume John Heasley is going to be the starter tonight for the Royals. That means five starters out of the same draft class in 2018. Is that nuts?
The fact that they even Brady made
Singer,
it to the
Jackson
majors.
Jackson Coar, Daniel Lynch, Chris Bubich, and John Heasley. The fact that five starters made it to the majors is nuts. Yeah. Five starters from the same draft class make a start for them this year.
Yeah, that's not normal. That is incredible
that's
in its own
draft.
Right. And it sets up for a very interesting spring training next year with guys that potentially could factor into the rotation and the bullpen. Hopefully has a nice showing. That would be something. Goes from double A right up to the big leagues. Have a fantastic weekend. Chiefs football, of course, on Sunday. We're back at it on Monday. The Drive with Jay Binkley next.
Cody and Gold, weekdays 10 to 2, 610 Sports Radio.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.